While most Americans agree with the vast majority of scientists that climate change is happening, only about half believe that people are causing it. That's according to the Pew Research Center. But how does that kind of thinking trickle down into science classrooms in the U.S.? Eric Plutzer is a professor of political science and sociology at Penn State University. He and his colleagues surveyed 1,500 middle and high school science teachers from all 50 states about how they cover climate change with their students. He joins me by phone to talk about the results. How are the majority of teachers approaching climate change in their lesson plans?
3 in 4 science teachers overall are introducing the topic to their students. The typical teacher, though, is only covering the topic for about 1 or 2 hours.
So why is climate change getting such short shrift in the classroom?
It gets short shrift in part because it is a new science that is not firmly established in the curriculum. Also because the most likely place to teach it is in an earth science class, and that is probably the class that high school graduates are least likely to take.
Are teachers accurately conveying the scientifically accepted facts about climate change to their students?
Not consistently. Of the teachers that do spend some time on the topic, about 85% are telling their students that fossil fuels are the major cause. But of that group, a substantial number are also telling their students that many scientists think that the predominant cause is found in nature and natural fluctuations. When students are being exposed to this topic, roughly 30% are receiving mixed messages from their teachers.
Why is that? Is it because teachers don't have the training and the background to teach climate change?
I think that is part of it. It's helpful to keep in mind that when many teachers were in college and university themselves, many would have been in school in the 1980s, for example, scientists themselves were not as certain as they are today. And it's understandable that they would have been exposed to scientific instruction that emphasized that all the facts were not yet in on climate change. In addition, a typical high school biology or chemistry teacher, for example, when they were in college, would have had to complete their major. They would have had to take courses in developmental psychology and pedagogy and classroom management. And that would have left them very little room to take a science elective in climate science. A majority of our teachers had no formal training in climate science when they were in college. And lacking that training, they get their information from a lot of the same places that members of the general public do. And that can be a difficult place to navigate with lots of politicized comments as well as scientific ones.
What about the teachers themselves? Are they skeptical or uncomfortable with climate science? And could that be coloring their teaching?
We asked teachers, to the best of your knowledge, what proportion of climate scientists think that global warming is caused mostly by human activities? And there have been a number of studies on this, and the numbers that come up are 95% of climate scientists, or 96% or 97%, or even 100%. But fewer than half of our teachers gave the right answer. And many of them perceived far more disagreement in the scientific community than actually exists. If they think that scientists haven't agreed on the basic contours of climate change, then it's understandable that they would open up their classroom to, for example, allow students to debate what the major causes are.
Were there any differences geographically or among older and younger teachers?
Less than you might imagine. Younger teachers were a little more likely to teach about climate change, but that was not really a major factor. Geography mattered in some ways. For example, teachers in energy-producing areas were not that different from teachers in other parts of the country.
The survey results don't really bode well for teaching the future scientists of America, so what can be done about this?
Well, this is going to be a long-term challenge. The first step should be in the pipeline for new teachers, and we would encourage colleges and universities to coordinate their curriculum so that future science teachers are able to get a thorough introduction to the science of climate change while they're in college. For those teachers who are already in the classroom, we were very pleased that a majority of teachers told us that they'd be very interested in taking professional development courses so that they can get up to speed on the science and up to speed on the best ways of teaching it. Certainly, school districts and state boards of education can do their part by adding specific learning goals for different grades so that students are guided through a cumulative curriculum each year, building on the last one, which we do not yet have. And I think taking those steps would go a long way to helping prepare the next generation of citizens to really engage in the policy debates that they're going to have as more and more communities are faced with consequences such as rising sea levels or changing agricultural conditions.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure.
Eric Pletzer is a professor of political science and sociology at Penn State University, and the results of his survey about teaching climate change in America's classrooms appeared last week in the journal Science.